It's the first podcast of 2018 for Ken Braverman. How's it going, everybody? It's 1918. That's right, January 9th, 2018. And unfortunately, we still have the same president we did last year. I thought he'd be gone by now. And, you know, I'm the first one to eat my words. Okay, so it hasn't happened yet, but it's on its way. We're moving in the right direction. But I'm here today to record a podcast. I am in sunny Florida, finally. I mean, God, where are you in this country? Isn't it like negative 12 degrees where you have been over the last week for most of the country? Well, it was even in the 30s or 40s down here, down at the southern tip of the phallus of the United States. That's where we were. But anyway, it's warming up a little bit. And politically, it's heating up, of course, in our nation's capital. And I felt the need to record today because, oh man, God, it's getting crazy. It's continuing to get crazy, but we must not forget. I'm here. I'm supposed to remind everyone every week that we've got to get this tyrant out of office. And we're moving in the right direction. What you can see is that Mueller's going to be, the Mueller probe, the special counsel, basically the only institution right now, the only semi-public institution that is able to try to mitigate what Putin is doing in the White House right now. The FBI is doing the best they can, and they're about to interview President Treason. And I mean, that's really going to expedite the end of this soon. But we have a problem. We have a problem. We have a fake news problem, which we all know is a serious issue. I'll get to that in a minute. And in addition to the fake news problem, we also have, I think Michael Wolff, the author of the Fire and Fury book that's been getting all the play lately, called the president a pinball, just shooting around in all different directions because he doesn't listen and doesn't read things that we're all aware of. But it's more than just a pinball right now. He's an errant missile. And of course he's severely unstable. He's losing his mind because he even when you ignore reality like a prime narcissist does, as the president is doing, even when you attempt to do that, eventually some reality takes hold. You just can't constantly say no to the sun rising every morning. And he knows it's coming down on him, and he's going to be taking down a lot of people in his wake as well. It's not just Trump that's going down here. It's a substantial part of what we call the Republican Party, or what we used to call the Republican Party. Many of the representatives in Congress, something that I've been screaming for the top of my lungs, and there won't be any screaming, it's very late. It's very late, and I'm like basically in an old folks home right now. So I'm not going to, although they can't really hear you. They're like all deaf, you know, when everybody's 90, 95, you can scream out loud, and it's just like a faint whisper that they hear. So it's okay. But there won't be too much screaming today. And I'll back up. So the president's going to be taking down the majority, not necessarily the majority, but many members of the Republican Party. And I'll tell you why. The answer is Russian money, funding, super PACs, making, like dictating what decisions are made on the right side of the aisle. This is the serious problem. And Mueller is seeing this. How do I know this? How does Ken know this? Because I freaking know everything. Just let me go with it. Really, the reason why I know this is because I use the data that's out there. I use the way that I manage data and scrub data and extract data to infer what the truth is. I mean, this is kind of where we are in 2018, which is how can we take all the data that's out there and prune out what the Russian trolls are sending us and prune out the fake news, prune out what people are trying to kind of inflict in your brain, or people are trying to shoot you with little viruses of fake news, trying to get you to believe what they want you to believe. But, you know, facts are out there. And you can infer what the reality is based on what people say and things that are hard facts, independently verifiable facts. You know, what does that even mean? It just means that why are the Republicans rubber stamping judicial nominees that are horribly unqualified? Why are they allowing the president to get away with this nonsense when, as soon as they admit that they're not running for re-election, people like Jeff Flake in Arizona, Cornyn, I think, is another one of them, people that aren't running, all of a sudden they tend to come out and speak freely. Why is this? Why can't they do that when they would be running for leader? You know, where is the Mr. Smith goes to Washington personality? Where are these people who really act on behalf of their conscience and the gross people that they represent? Gross meaning large numbers of people that they represent. Why do they have to not be running for re-election before they're willing to speak that way? And of course it has to do with donors, but even worse than donors, the donors aren't even visible to us. Since the Citizens United ruling that allowed dark money into politics at every level, at every corporate level, and super PACs and all these things, Vladimir Putin and the Russian Federation have been using their fake rubles, stealing them from the purses of Russia and the people of Russia so that the majority of the citizens of Russia live in abject poverty, and taking that money and pulling it out of the country, bringing it out west, and using it as an almost limitless resource because he can create as many fake rubles as he wants, and buying off our politicians through the dark super PAC system. And Mueller is seeing this because all of this money laundering that the Trump organization has been doing, washing a lot of this money out of the Soviet Union that belongs to Putin and his 44 oligarchs, I believe, so far, that have been named in the Magnitsky Act, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, that's phenomenal legislation. It's the kind of legislation that could only have been done in the 21st century, which is, we know who Putin is using to filter his money out of the country, and we will freeze their assets. We'll freeze their assets and we will revoke their visas. And we will not allow this man to rape and pillage the Russian people and spend that money in the West. And not only is spending that money in the West something that we just don't want to allow them to do, so it you know, disincentivizes or prevents encouraging him to steal from his people, but also will prevent that money from getting into our political system and causing havoc as it's doing right now. So that's why a lot of these senators and congressmen are just passing through a lot of these judicial nominees that are wholly unqualified and are essentially, they're really arms of the Russian government, believe it or not. They're people that are willing to be bought off. That's why the ABA or the American Bar Association is giving a lot of these nominees such poor ratings. They're unqualified, and the reason why they're being nominated without qualifications is because for some reason, somebody on the down low knows that they're willing to rule in a way that benefits them or benefits the few, whether it be a corporate interest, whether it be some type of religious interest, whether it just be fraudulent. You know, like, there's a reason why they're being nominated, and there's a reason why, you know, Trump puts the head of the EPA in who hates the EPA and sues the EPA. And he's doing this with the State Department, you know, just clearing out the State Department of thousands of employees or hundreds of ambassadors, people that we need, because this is all out of Putin's playbook. This is how Putin was able to strong arm control of Russia. And I don't believe that Trump is actually smart enough to understand how to do this. I believe it's actually Putin that is calling the shots through Kushner, through Jared Kushner, and through other people sprinkled throughout the administration to try to, he's basically trying to run America with Trump as his surrogate president. It's the worst type of treason imaginable because our president is a complete fool and is being played simply for, the only thing that he needs is simple doses of vanity. He just needs 3 milligrams of vanity every morning, and our president will continue to roll the way that he rolls. And Putin knows this, and he just owns him. So as this all plays itself out, we have this insane situation where we've got this Russian agent in the executive branch. We're going to get him out. He won't last the year. I didn't think he was going to last 2017. He definitely won't last 2018. I think we're going to be able to get him out probably before St. Patrick's Day. But these things always tend to take longer than I think. I want them to happen now. So let's assume that it doesn't happen till, God, let's assume it doesn't happen till, oh, Labor Day, boo. Maybe before the, we need it to happen sooner, but well, let's assume it doesn't happen until after maybe the Manafort trial starts, Manafort and Gates. So maybe Memorial Day. I want it to happen so much sooner. Anyway, but let's say it doesn't happen for at least 6 months. Well, we got a Russian agent in the presidency committing treason every way possible. And we have Putin trying to do everything he can to destabilize the world through Trump. So what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Trump's going to continue to try to dismantle the FBI. Let's not forget that he's a maniac and Putin's going to do everything he can to destroy us. And even this is a really dangerous time. Understand that, you know, what do you think the last throes of the Trump administration are going to be like when Putin's goal is to destabilize America and destabilize the world? You got to worry about a potential nuclear attack. I mean, have we taken the right to launch a preemptive attack on Ricker? Have we taken that right away from Trump? I think that we have. However, legally, we haven't. So keep that in mind. So what we kind of need to do is attack that. We need to think to ourselves. This kind of ties into the fake news situation, which is we all have to make up our minds for ourselves what we're willing to accept out of the administration. Meaning when you see maniacs like Stephen Miller go on the Tapper show and you could kind of see in his eyes when he's speaking and he's very aggressive in the way that he tries to attack anybody who's questioning him. He had a pre-recorded rehearsed statement in his head, and you could see that with his eyes that he was trying to read that off a piece of paper the same way that someone, when you memorize something, you kind of have to look away and create that image in your head to read it off. He had something exactly he wanted to say that the president probably told him to say. And it was to discredit the book. And he wasn't answering questions, but he's just a soldier for the president. And when your president is being manipulated by the Russian government, that's the worst type of people you could have working for you, is people that don't think for themselves. So Trump's going to continue to populate his administration and any positions he can fill with sycophants like that, that won't think. And that leaves it up to us, people that are in our positions. If you're working for the government, if you're in any way have any decision-making capability, is to stand up against what is clearly wrong and defend yourself on moral grounds. And in a way, we have to disrespect the office of the President of the United States right now when we have someone there who is not worthy of respect. Because I heard someone on one of the cable news shows today or yesterday talk about how at Nuremberg, just following orders was not a defense for the Nazis, right? And this was Walter Schaub, I think, was the head of the former ethics chief who used that analogy. And he's like, he walked it back a little bit saying, you know, I'm not equating what's going on right now in the administration to what was going on in Nazi Germany, but I'm saying that it was not a defense to say that just following orders is your defense. And we're at that point right now. Over the next few weeks, I believe it will be, based on my information scrubbing, the information will come out that the Trump has $300 million plus in loans with Deutsche Bank that was refinanced by the Russian government right around election time. Just horrible, treasonous financial activity going on. And that's one of the reasons why he's owned by Putin. And Kushner also has millions, if not billions, worth of nonsense coming in funded by nefarious sources, including Russia. As this comes out, it's impossible for any supporter, Republican or not, to deny this, because everyone I've talked to, even the hardest core Trump supporters I know and good friends, when I told them that, they all said, yeah, that's not okay. Like, it's not okay for our president to owe $1 billion to Putin. It's not all right. Everybody knows that. It's not defensible, which is why Trump didn't release his tax returns to begin with, because it was in there. Like, you can't go back in time and change where you get your loans from. You just can't do it, man. It's the truth. It's the reality. It's the ultimate combatant against the Russian troll, which is the truth. The truth that's verifiable. It's a goddamn bank statement. It's a freaking general ledger. Let's talk about some Bitcoin, some Ethereum. Let's talk about blockchain. The blockchain of Deutsche Bank's general ledger shows what happened to Trump's loans and where they are coming from. And it's treason at this point. It's treason. It wasn't treason before he was president, but it's treason now. Actually, you know, it might have been even treason before he was president, because when he was going out and criticizing Obama, saying that Obama's born in Kenya, whatever, birth certificate not valid, those attacks on the president, knowing they were false and doing them because he was receiving loans from the Russian government, and that's what Putin wanted him to do, to try to attack the presidency. In a way, I feel like that's actually treasonous activity as well, even though he wasn't in the political realm at that point. So you could look at treason all the way back then. You got to remember that Trump didn't expect to win. Putin didn't really think it would work. Didn't think that he'd really be able to win the election. So the goal was, when he lost, was to discredit or illegitimize Hillary's win. And it was to weaken Hillary's presidency after she won. Little did they know that they actually won, and they thought this would be the greatest windfall in history, that they had Trump in the presidency. Turns out, what it's really going to do is expose all of this dark money, and hopefully we'll be able to get someone, maybe it's Oprah, get somebody in office who will enact legislation. I mean, you're probably going to have a huge Democratic sweep in the 2018 here midterms, because we have to. I mean, there's basically one party of Americans left in the country, and it's the Democratic Party. And it's not because of the Democratic views. It's because the Russian party has infiltrated the Russian party. So the Republican Party, I know, Freudian mistake. The Republican Party is so infiltrated with Russian money that they are not acting on behalf of the American people. They're acting on behalf of the Russian oligarchs and few large corporations where they can find common interest. So we have no choice but to vote them out. And as long as they don't fix the elections, we will. Because everybody wants it. Now, should we have somebody like Oprah run for president in 2020? I mean, you know, you're getting healthcare and you're getting weight loss, and we're cleaning out the water so your food isn't tainted with this listeria or dysteria. Keep in mind that all these things that Trump is doing right now, dismantling the EPA, messing around with the Department of Energy, selling off all of our government lands to private industry for drilling. All of these things that they're trying to do, that's trying to ruin what America is and ruin, have horrible effects on the environment. All these things, these are Putin doctrines. They're trying to destabilize. At least what Putin could do is say, at least I can fuck up the American. At least I can make their fucking, I can make the fucking thing on the side of the ocean. They can be fucking leaking oil and bullshit. And all of their water will be covered with natural gas. Their water will burn in Oklahoma. Fuck them. That's what Putin says. Putin's like, go ahead and do that. I don't give a shit about America. I'm not going to live there. There's no way Putin's ever coming to America again. And that's why they're doing this. I know it's horrible. I mean, right out of Putin's playbook was the whole nonsense with Zinke setting up a company in Montana that has two employees or three employees and giving them a $300 million contract to go re-electrify Puerto Rico. Utter nonsense. This is right out of Putin's playbook. What he did when he nationalized the oil industry is he set up their hub at a pub in the middle of nowhere in Siberia and moved the entire company there. And because, so who the hell's going to go there? Like, that's the whole point. That's why they did it all the way in Montana too. Like, who's going to go there? And that's what you do. You nationalize industries. You make a complete laughing stock and joke of the judicial system. by trying people in absentia, doing all these kind of nonsensical things to make a mockery of the court system, make a mockery of the nationalized industries so that people feel like they have no chance, that the system will kill them if they try to fight it. And that's what Trump's doing right now. That's what the administration, that's what the Russians are doing to us. It's really war that we're at. And thank God for the FBI. Thank God it's still intact. I feel like they're winning the war, but we can't sit back and get complacent. We must understand that at any moment, Trump may try to fire everyone. He, as soon as he realizes that he's going down and everyone around him is going down, he's going to revolt. What does a child do when you take away their iPhone? What does a child do when you won't let him have dessert? He runs around screaming. He gets on the floor and he screams and he cries and he fake cries and he does whatever he can. And maybe he'll smack you around and you'll have to say, you can't do that. And we have to parent him. So we must understand that every single day we need to expect the worst. And we also need to deny the administration the power with which they think they hold. That's right. Let's hold up their nominations. No more judicial nominees until the president resigns. You know, I mean, think about what they did to Obama. We tried to get a Supreme Court justice in there. They wouldn't even see a reasonable Merrick Garland Supreme Court justice. The Republicans wouldn't see it. Why? Because they're funded by Russians. That's why. It has nothing to do with pro-life nonsense. It's all horseshit. It's all BS. It has to do with the Russian government getting the people they want in our court system. And McConnell should be just removed. He's just the biggest load of utter disgust. I don't want to talk about it. It just makes me angry. So we have to combat the fake news by our own due diligence and understanding what is true and what is right and acting in a moral way. Everything we do, we need to be able to defend our actions. And we have to say no to the administration. We say no to Trump. We simply don't. He's the biggest liar ever. I mean, everything he says is a lie. You really need to set up a Twitter account called, like, you know, Trump Truth. I'm sure there's one out there where you just take his tweets and then you find all the little adjectives he uses and you just use an opposite word, right? I mean, when he says that I'm like a real genius, he is like a real moron. We understand that. No collusion, no collusion, no collusion. Yeah, that means there was collusion. That means there's a conspiracy against the United States and he's participating in. It's literally the opposite of whatever he's saying. It's obvious. That's his attack. You know, they're not investigating me, but maybe they're investigating Hillary. Yeah, I know. You're forcing them to investigate Hillary, which, by the way, is a crime. And of course you're being investigated. Of course you're going down. Of course you've been participating in money laundering for a decade. Of course you have loans with the Russian government, because no American banks or international banks with any chutzpah whatsoever would fund you because you've had 6 bankruptcies. And all you have is a name. So this is the truth. And let's stay on our toes. And a la Nancy Reagan, let's just say no to Trump until he's gone. And let's not feel bad for him when he's gone, by the way. Let's not feel bad, because he's going to play the guilt card. And he's going to go out there and sell it like he sells everything, like he's been wrong. Let's not forget. Here's what I'll allow him to do. And I will allow him, like I have some say over this. I'll make a deal with you, Mr. Dealmaker Trump. I'll make a deal with you that we as the American people will agree not to hang you for the treason like we should, like it says in our Constitution that we should, that you should be hung from a tree for what you've done. That is the legal consequence for the actions that you have taken. We will say that we will not do that to you. We will allow you to resign. And for somehow, I feel like he's not even going to end up in prison, which is insane. But he should. But here's what we'll do. the sooner you resign, the better your chances are of getting out of this without spending the rest of your life in prison. And I will personally make that deal with you that I will not be a proponent of hanging you for treason if you resign before Valentine's Day. All right? That's my deal, Mr. Dealmaker. So let's see if you accept.